Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create complete connection to yourself and every aspect of your life, whether that's to accelerate your self-development or to get through a challenging time or a time of transition in your world. We are so glad. I am personally so happy to be a part of your journey. Today, I want to give a big shout out to our listeners in the United States, where I'm from, right near here, Ashburn, Virginia, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Atlanta, Georgia, Newark, New Jersey, San Francisco, California, Los Angeles, Dallas, Allen, Texas, San Mateo, California, Mountain View, Chicago, Illinois, Falls Church, Virginia, my people, Edmond, Oklahoma, Brooklyn, New York, Detroit, Michigan. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for this connection. I'm so glad that you could be here. Love getting your questions. Remember, you can send your questions into questions@koabd.com, or you can go to the community page at koabd.com or katherinecolleen.com. Click on community. Scroll down. There's a form right there. You can send in your questions there as well. Let me know how I can help. So today we're going to be talking about complete connection to your partner. This concept of connection. Complete connection, parnasati, which is the Sanskrit for complete connection. It just speaks to me. That's why I use it all the time. What does that mean? And over the next mini podcast, we're going to be talking about really practically what does that mean to connect to yourself completely, to connect to others completely, to connect to your money completely, to your life, to your work. Complete connection is the big deal, right? It's the thing that solves challenges in your life, right? Any challenge you're going through can be, almost any, 99% of all challenges can be solved by deepening your connection to something, be it yourself, your life, your money, your work, your partner, and so forth. So today we're going to be talking about complete connection to your partner. There are few things more fulfilling in this humanity than romantic love. We write movies about it. We write song after song about it. We write poems about it. We long for it when we don't have it. We love it and hate it at the same time, right? We get broken hearts and yet still we look for more. So if you are lucky enough to have romantic love in your life, or if you are looking forward to the next chapter of romantic love in your life, how can we make it even better? Cultivating a complete connection with your partner, I have found, is a gateway to more love, more romance, more play, and more fun, more and better sex, and more emotional intimacy. As you might be able to tell at this point, and it's a bit late for me to mention it, you may not want to be listening to this episode in the car with the kids. If so, save this one for when you're working out and have a little bit more private listening opportunity. Because it is going to go in a few different directions. It may not be appropriate for young ears. But it's a lot more than that as well. So more than that, it's a mechanism to seeing and experiencing the humanity of each other, leading ultimately to both of you evolving further along the cycle of human development that I keep talking about, going through, evolving through these stages together, accelerating each other's efforts. So to cultivate complete connection, I recommend working in order from the ground up to make sure that you have a solid foundation and you're not missing anything, right? This is the same thing I advise when you're working through the stages on the roadmap, is to start with stage one and just to make sure you don't have anything missing. And I'm going to use the chakras as a convenient map for the areas that you need to focus on. If the idea of chakras resonates with you, we'll build that in, but it doesn't have to resonate with you. It can just be a convenient map to remember the areas that you need to work on. So let's start at the root. We always want to begin with solid foundation of trust, safety, and grounding. So you want to connect with your partner through trust, safety, and grounding. That means building trust, building safety, which includes bodily autonomy, and grounding each other. So let's talk about each of these a little bit. Building trust can be done just through talking about fears, deep-seated unconscious baggage. Asking deep probing questions can build trust. The way that you interact with each other, the way that you respect each other's boundaries of body, of emotion, of mind, of space and time will build trust and safety. And grounding each other. Grounding each other is what we do when somebody's upset, right? And you take that time to be with them in their pain or in their stress and help bring them down, help bring them to this grounding, this sense of, hey, everything's okay. And if you can get there, if you can provide that for your partner, if you can provide that for each other, this is a beautiful place to start. This is a wonderful foundation. And if you don't have that, you'll see the rest of it suffering. So if you're having a problem in your love relationship right now, it may be that there's a lack of trust or safety or grounding with each other, and you've got to go back and fill that in. Once we've got that, then we can move up to the sacral level where you can connect with your partner through sexuality, through the infinite divine, and through the infinite energy. So the sacral chakra is rooted sort of in the middle of top of the pelvis, and is often connected with these concepts of sexuality, but also divine and infinite energy. You have the lower dantian right there, a couple inches below the belly button. If you kind of move inside from there, then you've got, energetically speaking, then you have this sort of wonderful infinite peace that we talk about in our meditations. And although we don't tend to think about sexuality in the same sentence with the divine, I recommend that you do. A pope actually who suggested that sexual union can help bring a couple closer to God. And you'll see this in a lot of religious texts. There are tantric practices all over the world using sexuality as a doorway to closer relationship with the divine. But let's start simple. Let's just have good sex, shall we? So sex usually tends to follow establishing trust and safety in a relationship, right? When a new couple forms, especially, you know, one of the partners, you typically, the woman is looking for some level of trust and safety and grounding. And then once she has that, may begin to explore more sexual interaction. So connecting through sexuality has so many facets to it. This is a little bit confounding, but it's also the good news because there's so much for you to explore. You are never going to run out of things to explore in this space. So it means a few things. So a few pointers for you. Experiment with whatever you're drawn to experiment with. And experimenting can look like a lot of things. You might be experimenting with tantric techniques. You might be experimenting with different positions, different types of activities, different types of stimulation, different types of toys or whatever. Whatever you're comfortable with, whatever you're drawn to experiment with, experiment. And be honest. What was enjoyable for you, what was enjoyable for your partner. Because you have that foundation of safety and trust, you can be honest with each other about what you liked and what you didn't like as you were experimenting. And along the lines of tantric practices, I want to expand this idea because I think a lot of tantric practices are missing the concept of union here, of accessing the divine through the union. Most tantric practices talk about just what the individual is experiencing as opposed to an energetic union. So I encourage you to try this. Feel the infinite silence and energy inside each other, allowing that to rise and build. You can experiment with the movement of your energies during sex and the giving of your energy to each other. So there are a lot of tantric practices that will suggest that men should refrain from orgasm because they're giving away their life force, and you know, too many of those and they'll die, right? You get a finite number. But I disagree with that. In my opinion, from my own research, and yes, it was fun. It seems to me that during orgasm, the man is giving his life energy to the woman, or the one partner is giving their life energy to the other partner, but also vice versa, because most tantric books completely discount any thought of female orgasm. And that's to be expected given the time frames that they were written in. However, Margot Anand, thank you for writing your books, wonderful books, from the female perspective of Tantra. But the idea I want to throw in with her work is the idea that I believe that in the female orgasm, you have the giving of life force from the woman to the man or to the other partner. So in my opinion, energy movement through the body during orgasm is a release of energy from the individual, but can be directed to the other partner. And this is very fun to experiment with. And so as you are enjoying your partner and your partner is enjoying you, think about, among everything else, it's a bit of a balancing act, think about the movement of energy in your body. Imagine energy flowing up from the root chakra up through the body and then back down into your partner, from your partner back up into you, and this union of the energies and the giving of your energies to each other and the connection of those energies straight across from your body to theirs, right? Chakra to chakra. And give of this infinite peace to each other. Because remember, the truth is dichotomy. The energy comes from the infinite peace, both of which are inside of you. And think about giving of that to your partner. And so a couple of practical tips on how to do that. One, you just think about it. Have that intention. It can help to be looking at them, eyes open, right? Now, this means that you're not necessarily fantasizing about somebody else or some other situation. So you really, really want to connect with your partner, and it helps to look them right in the eye. Practical issues that come up with this. Gentlemen, when your woman is making full eye contact with you with the intention of complete connection, you are going to have to work a lot harder to make things last because it's a very intense experience that brings about much faster orgasms for both partners. And for women as well, when women can tend to be very self-conscious when they look their partners in the eyes. And sometimes women close their eyes during sex because you're self-conscious. Right. And you can kind of go to this internal place, which is very funny. You can still from an internal place have this intention to give of your energy and give of this infinite peace and connect completely with your partner. But I challenge you to open your eyes and let go of your expectations of self and seek that very pure connection with your partner. So important note, it really helps to be at peace when you come to bed so that you can be a place of peace for each other. If you've been fighting or you've been having some challenges or you're stressed out from work or the kids have been a pain in the butt, you need to kind of help get rid of all of these things. Now, the bedroom can be a place to release all these stresses, right? You don't have to just jump in the bed and go for it. You can, you know, talk to each other, give each other a space for that, again, that safety and the trust and the grounding to just vent about the day and be heard. And actually, that's wonderful foreplay, gentlemen. Consider it. Talk to your ladies. To bring each other down and ground each other in a place of peace before you approach your activities. In fact, that can make you rather amorous right there. Just feeling like you've been heard and you're in this wonderful place of trust and safety. It helps to kind of build things up. So the more stressed you were when you approached the bedroom, the more you're going to need to work on it. Lots of touching and caressing. I think it was Margot Anand who recommends that nothing else should take place until each partner has touched every inch of the other partner. And so the concept of just petting and running hands over each other is really lovely as well. So do what you need to do to get in a good place mentally so that you can get in a good place physically. So that's connecting at the sexual level, which tends to be the second thing that happens in relationships. Do we jump into that too soon? Yeah, sometimes. But if you can enjoy that without getting too attached, then you can enjoy this connection without forming attachment, right? And connection is not attachment. That's different, and we've talked about that before. Okay, so at the next level of the solar plexus right in the middle of the body, you can connect with your partner's independent will, with their power, with their individuality, with their uniqueness and their strength of self. This is fun. This is everything that you celebrate about your partner, everything that you're excited about, how cool they are, and you think they're so neat and interesting because of what makes them unique and their unique gifts, and you can celebrate that and connect with them, right? That means celebrating their uniqueness, celebrating their quirks and their weirdness, and encouraging their strength of self and reveling in their journey and how they enjoy their interests and their hobbies, and take the time to listen without expectation of response. I'm just going to just listen. Let them tell you about the hobbies and stuff they're excited about right now. And then you take a turn and talk about what you're excited in and celebrate that in each other. Revel in the journey. And be careful of arrogance and power trips that can be centered in your insecurities here. If you are not complete unto yourself, you may feel threatened by a partner who is secure in their independent self. If you start to feel fear, insecurity, threat, address that. Now, because you've already established trust and safety in this relationship and connection, you should not feel shy to say, I'm feeling fear right now. Where's this coming from? And let your partner help you explore that so that you can shine a light on it and get rid of it, dissipate it. Okay, moving up to the heart. Connecting with your partner through love and compassion for yourself and each other. You can't be expected to have any capacity to love anyone else if you don't have a capacity to love yourself first. Once you're there and you can give compassion for yourself and for them, for their humanity, for the journey they're going through, that you're both going through, for the shared humanity in existence. There are a couple practical ways to do this. Eye gazing. Oh, this is intense. The eyes are the windows to the soul. Just stare into your partner's eyes. Ooh, I challenge you. I challenge you to how long you can hold that. It's intense. Snuggling, hugs, hand holding. These expressions, these non-sexual expressions of compassion that just say, I'm here with you, I see you and your humanity, and I have compassion for our shared humanity. Have compassion for their current challenges, right? Compassion is seeing their humanity as an aspect of yourself, not trying to solve their problems for them, unless they specifically asked you to or ask you for help or advice. But if they didn't specifically ask you for help or advice, it's not for you to solve their problems for them, but for you to have compassion for their problems. Oh, that sucks. I'm sorry. You know, that kind of a thing. That sounds really hard. You know, what do you plan to do? But you can also play, flirt, give each other time and attention and priority. Nothing, and I mean nothing, should be more important than your chosen partner. Not your phone. Don't be looking at your phone. Not anything should be more important than that connection with your partner. So even just playing and flirting can be ways to connect at that heart level. Right, to show compassion. Hey, I see the child in you. We could play. But that time, attention, and priority. It says, I see you and you're important. I see your humanity and it's important in this connection between us. All right, moving up to the throat, communication. Connect with your partner's personal truth and their expression. Now, this is different than their individuality and their independent self. Your personal truth is kind of your reality at this moment. What are you feeling? What are you going through? What is the truth of your reality? And expressing that. So you want to create an environment between you where speaking your truth is rewarded, praised, and encouraged, and not judged, but held in love and compassion. When your partner speaks their truth, it may be something that they're not proud of, or it may be something that they're uncomfortable with or they're feeling right now. Realize it doesn't mean anything about you. So you put all that aside and just receive that and encourage them to speak their truth. Why? Because this is important. If they can't speak their truth around you, the whole truth around you, you're not going to have this complete connection. They have to be able to say anything, to say the stuff they're not proud of and not be judged for it, to say the stuff that they don't quite know how to express it right yet, but it's something kind of like this, and this is my truth right now, I don't know what it is, and have you not react to it, because it's what they're going through, not you, but just connect to it with compassion. Okay, moving up, the third eye, the area of wisdom. You want to connect to your partner's higher perception, their intuition, their inspiration. So you can encourage your partner's development of perception and intuition. If that's their goal, encourage that. You can see your partner's divine nature and purpose. See them as an angel. See them as divine. See them as, see God in them, or the goddess in them. See the light inside them that radiates through them, their very soul. see their oneness with the divine and celebrate that. And create a shared vision of a future that excites you both and has space for you both to grow. You know, what does the future look like? Do you have a dream for the future? Do they have a dream for the future? Can you create a vision for this, for a spectacular future that has room for both of you to grow and explore interests and fulfill your independent purposes in joint support with each other? And that shared vision can be a point of great connection in terms of inspiration and perception and purpose and intuition. All right, and the last step is the crown, which represents transcendence. So you can connect to your partner's wisdom and to your shared oneness and to transcendence between the two of you because of the union of the two of you. So a couple ways to do this. Talk about how you think the world works and how you think the divine works. Discuss the divine. Have conversations about the divine and life and how it works. And this transcendence of self. Talk about it with each other. Share ideas. Experiment. Feel at one with each other. See how you're the same. Feel what it's like to be them. And then, here's the challenge. Feel what it's like to be them, feeling what it's like to be you. And you can bounce back and forth with that. And lastly, you can experience a shared transcendence by opening to each other and connecting completely along all of these aspects that you've now developed. Now, what we've been talking about here are practical ways to activities and things you can do with each other to connect. And it all is going to facilitate an energetic connection of energy, literally between you and they. And if you get that connection so deep, so complete between the two of you, it's a connection that when they could be on the other side of the country and you will feel like they're right there. You will feel their energy there with you. It's a connection that transcends death. It transcends this human existence. It's a connection between souls. So I challenge you to connect deeply with your partner, to connect completely with your partner along all of these aspects. And you can find this on the website, search for complete connection to your partner in the observations. And so you can work at it practically. Now, it's something that you need to maintain. It's not a one and done. It's something you need to work at all the time. Why? Because life interferes. For the same reason we get pulled around the cycle again and again and again, life gets in the way. Work gets busy, kids need stuff, house needs to be repaired, stuff happens. And so it's a continual effort to maintain complete connection and foster and encourage complete connection with your partner. That means setting aside time together and having the right attitudes when you approach. But the reward is unbelievably fulfilling. So I hope this has been very useful to you. I know it works wonders for me, so I hope it will for you as well. If you have questions on this topic or others, you can send them into questions@koabd.com, or you can go to the community page at katherinecolleen.com or koabd.com. They all go to the same place. Click on community, scroll down to the form, and send us in your questions that way. I'd love to help. I will write you back myself and may use your question on the podcast. So thanks for joining us this time. As always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection to your partner and everything else in your life.